Ďalšie veče, je si môj veľmi drahý priateľ. Smysel. Trebamo postati Krišne čisti bhakta i uvek pričati na njega i djelovati za njega. To je najpovedljiviji dio znanja. Ne bismo trebali postati službeni meditant. Život treba biti oblikovan na takav način da uvijek imamo priliku da mislimo na Krišnu. Trebamo uvijek djelovati na takav način da sve naše svakodnevne aktivnosti budu povezane s Krišnom. Trebamo urediti svoj život na takav način da od 24 sata dnevno ne možemo provesti ni trenutak, a da ne mislimo na Krišnu. Gospodino veče je da će se svako koji je utemeljen u takvoj čistoj svjesnosti Krišne sigurno vratiti u Krišno prebivalište u kome će se družiti s Krišnom lice u lice. Arjuna je bio prenet ovaj najpovedljiviji dio znanja, jer je Krišna veoma dragi prijatelj. Svako ko slijedi Arjunin put može postati Krišnin dragi prijatelj i dostiđe isto savršenstvo kao Arjuna. Ove riječi naglašavaju da um trebamo usredsrediti na Krišnu, na oblik sa dvije ruke koji nosi flautu, na plavoputog dečaka sa predivnim licem i palmovim perom u kosi. Krišna je opisan u Brahma Samhiti i u drugim spisima. Trebamo usredsrediti um na taj izvorni oblik Boga, Krišnu. Ne trebamo čak ni skrenuti pažnju na gospodinove druge oblike. Gospodin ima mnogo oblika, kao što su Višnu, Narayan, Rama, Varaha i drugi. Ali Bhakta treba usredsrediti svoj um na oblik koji je bio prisutan pred Arjunom. Usredsređenost uma na Krišnin oblik predstavlja najpovjerljiviji dio znanja. To znanje je bilo otkriveno Arjuni jer je Krišnin najdraži prijatelj.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityanamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Prachadine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyare Satarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Bhakto majaji mang namaskuru mang evaishasi satyang te prajijane priyosime. Always think of me, become my devotee, worship me and offer your homage unto me. Thus you will come to me without fail. I promise you this because you are my very dear friend.
Uvijek misli na mene, postane moj bhakta. Obožavaj me i odaj mi poštovanje. Tako ćeš neizostavno doći k meni. To ti obećajem jer si moj veoma dragi prijatelj.
In this verse, Krishna explains the four activities of his devotee.
U ovom stihu Krishna objašnjava četiri djelatnosti svoje bhakti.
He explains that these four activities guarantee us that we return back to Krishna in this one life.
On ovdje objašnjava da nam ove četiri djelatnosti garantiraju da ćemo se vratiti kući nazvat Krišni u ovom životu.
I want to explain these four activities one by one and hope that you will leave this lecture with a firm determination to follow them in your lives and make your human form successful.
Objasnit ću ove četiri djelatnosti sukcesivno jedno za drugom i iskreno se nadam da ćete napustiti ovu lekciju sa čvrstom odlučnošću da te djelatnosti prakticirate i učinite svoj život uspješnim.
Krishna's first instruction is always think of me.
Krishna prva uputa je uvijek misli na mene.
It remains one of the greatest challenges of a person who is engaged in spiritual life to fix his mind on the constant remembrance of Sri Krishna.
I to ostaje jedna od najvećih izazova za osobu koja je na putu duhovnog života, The uvijek održi svoj um u fiksiranju na gospodinu Krišnu.
The mind sometimes is highly uncooperative.
Ponekad um je jako nezainteresiran za suradnju.
No, it's uncooperative even. Nije kooperativski.
Uopće ne želi
surađivati. That means he does not want to fix himself on transcendental subject matters. The mind has been going like the waters of a river in the riverbed of sense gratification. Since time immemorial. In fact, in our mind we have these impressions of previous sinful activities which force our mind to always go in this direction, just like the river is forced according to the impression of the riverbed.
Drugim riječima, naše umu se nalaze utisci od prošlih grešnih djelatnosti. I one prisiljavaju um da djeluje, da teče u određenom smjeru, da se kreće u određenom smjeru. Upravo kao što riječno korito prinuđuje rijeku da teče u određenom smjeru.
Have you noticed sometimes in dreams what impossible things appear in the mind?
Da biste primijetili ponekad kako se snovima zaista zapanjuće nevjerojatne stvari koje u umu?
Have you noticed sometimes when you are chanting your rounds of japa, something really impossible things turn up in the umski.
Da li ste primijetili da ponekad kada mantrate svoju japu ujutro, nemoguće stvari se pojavljaju?
This is because there are deep impressions of material thoughts.
To je zato što u njemu postoje duboki utisci u materijalnim mislima.
This can even happen in little children, isn't it? You sometimes think lupus like anything, isn't it? Yeah.
To se i malo djeci može dogoditi, ponekad čak i evo i ti misliš na različne gluposti.
You also? Yes. So, it is described in Shastra that these impressions are there since many lifetimes.
Mislim u Shastri da su ti utisci unutar uma prisutni još od jako puno života.
There's only one way to make the mind a friend.
Postoji samo jedan način da svog uma da činimo prijatelja.
You have to have deep things or realizations to think about.
Morate posjedovati duboke stvari ili imati duboke realizacije o kojima ćete razmišljati.
On our German farm, we once had a little rivulet, it's called small river, just spread. And we wanted it to go in another direction. So we had to dig a new riverbed. And with the dirt of the old one, with the dirt of the new riverbed, close up the old one. So this work has to be done by all of us in regards to our mind. We must have very deep Krishna conscious impressions. And then finish up or cover up the old Maya impressions. That's, for instance, so nice when we come together and chant Hare Krishna with many devotees, with and dance and laugh and shout. This is very good.
Zato je jako lijepo kad se kupimo i pijemo Hare Krishna skupa, puno bakta i plešemo i smijemo se.
This is creating a new riverbed of thought.
Taj proces stvara novo riječno korito za misli.
I'm 100% convinced of this.
I 100% sam ubijeđen u to.
And the Bhagavatam also says it.
That
the easiest form to fix your mind on Krishna in this age of Kali is really kirtan. Since I'm in this movement, therefore I always try to go to every kirtan. That's my personal secret. We are in the family this evening, so we talk a little family talk. Yes. The second instruction is to become a devotee. When Raghunath Das Goswami finally left home and joined Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said something very interesting but also drastic to him. He said, "You can be so happy. You have left the hole in which ordinary people pass stool." He meant material life. And compared with the toilet. So, to become a devotee is actually the best thing you can do with your life. It means to leave the contaminating influence of greed and lust and so on. When Raghunath Goswami came from a very rich family, actually. When he, however, joined the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, he became extremely renounced from material opulence. He had a few possessions only, like a clay pot and a very old cloth in which he was dressing himself. And every day his food was just a little discarded rice. Now, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left, he was not eating anything, even that rice any longer. And when his spiritual master Swarup Damodar Goswami left this earth after a short time after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was not even drinking water any longer. But internally, he was always together with Radha and Krishna. He constantly was racing on the path of transcendental emotions into the kingdom of God. And Krishna personally made it a point to take care of him. Once, for instance, Raghunath Goswami was praying on the banks of the Radha Kunda. At that moment, a tiger and a tigress appeared on the banks. They wanted to drink, but they saw the saint was at the drinking place. But he didn't go. At that moment, Sanatan Goswami appeared on the scene, another saint. And the first thing he saw is this dangerous situation. And the second thing he saw is Krishna standing there waiting if the tigers would attack. He was ready to protect his devotee. But the tigers just went somewhere else and drank. So, this is the point. Krishna personally takes care of the devotee. Sometimes devotees ask themselves, if I just surrender to Krishna, what will happen with me? What is happening that you become a member of Krishna's family and he makes sure that he take that you get enough? Now, the next step is worship me. Now, you might ask yourself, how can we worship Krishna? Gopal, kannst du mir mal un momento. Vierten Kanto, 22. Kapitel, Text 22 bringen. Well, there are different ways to worship Krishna. It's a little difficult, it's impossible because we are not on the state of Raghunath Das Goswami to enter into the spiritual world and cook something for Krishna and worship him like this.
Naravno, zato što smo na razini Raghunath Goswamija, nije moguće za nas da uđemo u duhovni svijet i kuhamo nešto za Krishna i na taj način ga obožavamo.
Now, it's very interesting that what arrangement for worship Krishna has made for us.
Jako je zanimljivo da čujemo kakve aranžmane Krishna pravio za nas da ga možemo obožavati.
He sends us a dear devotee of his.
A poslao nam je svog dragog bhaktu.
And then we should worship that devotee.
I mi trebamo obožavati tog bhaktu.
Have you ever met a rich person? Now, if you do, he comes with his child, you can easily please him if you please the child. You go like maladete, maladete, and then Daddy goes like, Fred is happy, and then the father is extremely happy. In our unfortunate Western civilization, you can even, please the dog of the rich man, and he becomes also extremely.
U našoj nesretnoj zapadnoj civilizaciji možete čovjek zadovoljiti i psa bogatog čovjeka i on postane tako zadovoljiti.
Sometimes in Heidelberg I go on a walk through the Shungo then I meet these rich men with their big dogs.
U Heidelbergu ja idem u šetnju Shungo i tamo sretne moje bogate ljude sa njihovim velikim psima.
And I can guarantee you these arrogant Germans would never care to speak with me. But when I ask, how is your dog today? They are immediately highly interested to discuss. What kind of character has your dog? Oh, I can tell you many stories. He's a mixture of Helmut Kohl and Schmidt and also a pop star. They become so talkative and communicative. It's somehow in the nature, if you please the subordinate, the master somehow takes great interest in you.
Ako budete podržani, gospodar postane jako zainteresiran za vas.
So therefore you must find a pure devotee and please him. And that's how you worship Krishna. You must come to him with submission, ask relevant questions, how to advance, and render service to him. Then, this is worship of Krishna. And it is described, this is described also in the fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, text, chapter 22, text
22.
When we were, and of course there's other forms of worship also. I remember when we were on this hippie festival, I told the hippies they should start to worship Krishna. By simply picking some berries in the shumo, yes, and then offering them to the Lord with prayers. This is also worship. Do something for Krishna personally. When you are lazy to make, to get up in the morning, then think, oh, I'm getting up for Krishna. He wants to see me. I'm there. Give what is dear to you for Krishna. Your time. Or something just which you like. Worship Krishna. He will take it from you. Krishna is very interested in your worship. Prabhupada told a story in this connection of a mudrats who, saint, who once went, sannyasi actually, who came to the house of a very, very geiziger, how do you say, stingy grihastha. Stingy means who doesn't like to give.
Jednom je Prabhupada ispričao priču o jednom sannyasiju koji je došao u kući jednog jako škrtog grihaste.
So, when a sannyasi is begging, he goes like this. Bhikshu, 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 bhikshu.
Kada sannyasi prosi, onda izgovara tu riječ.
I sometimes do it in Germany. I never do it in Croatia because you are so poor. So then the stingy grihastha thought, oh, these impossible sannyasis, they should work. He became so angry, he went to the fireplace, took the ashes, and batsate, threw it into the cloth.
I onda je taj grihasta postao ljudi, otišao do ognjišta, uzeo je peto i bacio u...
Bacio, yes. In the cloth.
Bacio u taj matkanje.
Here, you nonsense!
Evo ti, glupane.
Sannyasi was going, eyeball, eyeball. So the grihasta said, why? Some emotional problem with you? No, I'm very happy because now you have started to give something for God. And you will in the future give more. You have started your process. So you can worship, start worshipping Krishna by giving something to his devotees. It is said that the Lord eats also through the mouth of the Brahmins. Like Pururava.
When we supply nice foodstuffs to poor Urava, Krishna will eat. And he has already eaten a lot of poor Urava. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Okay. All right. Vaishnava apparat is very bad. So now the last instruction. Offer your homage unto Krishna. Throw yourself down before Krishna. Or bow down. I have said this already in split, but there are two types of obeisances. One is with the 8 limbs of the body, and one is with the 5 limbs of the body. One is the long chup, the other is the half. Now, in both of these obeisances, there's one ingredient which is the most important. It's the om. If you just om means mind. If you just throw down your body, a stick can also do that. It's important that the mind is falling down. My dear Lord, I have forgotten you for so long. Please accept me. And please give me the strength to serve you. And the courage to stand against the allurements of Maya. Yes. This is very important, this offering obeisances. I want to tell you something private. See, I have been in Vrindavan for 8 times now, or 10 times, or maybe even look, maybe 10 times, I think, 10 or 11. And I've always seen these inhabitants of Vrindavan, you know, making dandavat parikrama, that is, making an obeisance, and then continuing with an obeisance at the place where they left off. And one day, and I always thought, I will never do this. That's all right, thank you. This is just so unconventional. I mean, what will they? If the devotees see me, they think I have become a total sahajiya. But one day I found a dear friend of mine, and he said, have you ever made dandavat parikrama in Vrindavan? And I said, no. somehow it doesn't feel right. And he said, I can understand you, I thought the same, but come with me tomorrow, we make dandavat parikrama. And because he is my friend, I had to surrender. So we put paddies around the knees. And bears around the knees. That was it. We looked like rugby players. Because you always have to go down on your knees and then
And I remember for about 20 obeisances, I felt just very strange. But then, all of a sudden, it dawned on me, wait a minute, I'm bowing down before the Lord of Vrindavan. I'm bowing down to Krishna, to God. And this is wonderful. And did it, and after this future, my Lajan and ego left me somewhere on the road. We may never do it. Dignity of a general, yes.
I've noticed
the symptoms in his disciples as well.
Da li je to rezultat, znam da nije rezultat oponašanja. Da li je to rezultat identifikacije?
I'm aware that this is not, isn't it a result of identification? Because he's aware that it's not imitation.
I koliko je poželjna identifikacija sa autoritetima do toga?
And how much this identification with the authorities is desirable?
Mm-hmm. Well, generally the son grows after the father, or like the father.
Generalno, sin odrasta da postane nekako kao i otac.
I want to tell something of modern psychology.
Želim reći nešto iz moderne psihologije, suvremene psihologije.
I heard about this from my godbrother, that in America there was a contest who would look the most like his dog. Which dog master? And they had pictures, you know, with the same dog. The dog had one frisura, you know, the master had the same frisura. And sometimes you wouldn't be, it was very difficult to tell the difference. This person won the first prize. Because he was so absorbed. Sometimes you have this, when you are very old husband and wife, they begin to, you know, start to look alike. The wife of Gustav Gründgens, for instance, looked very much like Gustav Gründgens in her old days. Yes, because they were absorbed all the time. Sometimes you can tell, oh, you must be a Rohini Sutta disciple. One can sometimes tell this, or Vishnupad disciple. But imitation should not be done. I remember when we were very young devotees, Godbrothers or we disciples of Prabhupada often imitated
Prabhupada.
We would say, so, you know, make typical Prabhupada phrase.
phrases. So. Similarly. But. You would speak like Prabhupada would speak. Sometimes it's a little ridiculous. But certainly one becomes infected by the mood of his spiritual master. For instance, what you see in the disciples of Prabhupada is Guru Nishtha. They have very much faith in their spiritual master because Srila Prabhupada himself had so much faith in Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. They always go Prabhupada Ki Jai, Jaya Prabhupada, and so on. And most of the Prabhupada disciples, they like to work also very much for Krishna because this is Prabhupada's style. He had a mood in service. Prabhupada liked to always talk about Krishna. Everything he would see with the eyes of Shastra. So a disciple of Prabhupada is also trying to follow this. And connect everything with Krishna. And so on and so forth. So you should try to find out the mood of your spiritual master. I think Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu. Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, for instance, very renounced. Very renounced. Always very simple lifestyle. He still sleeps on the floor. I always call him our ascate. And he always likes to serve Krishna. He's also very learned. So we should follow Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu's example. He's very kind. Never gets agitated. Extremely tolerant. It's a mood, Krishna Chaitanya. So you should understand the mood and not imitate, but come to the stage. So we have to leave now for the radio interview, but we have a just wonderful multivision show for you here. I'm not sure this is really the best wall, but there is not much of an alternative. Yeah. If to somehow see it, push it, is it? Browse, not, don't translate. He's looking.